In the early 1970s, British musician Bill Fay recorded a couple of luscious albums.
Be not so nervous, be not so frail. Someone watches you, you will not fail. Be not so nervous, be not so frail.
Beautiful though it is, Bill Fay's music did not sell very well then. And although he kept writing tunes over the years, he kind of fell off the map. And then, in the late 1990s, his songs were reissued and achieved a kind of cult status among musicians like Nick Cave and Jim O'Rourke and Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, who covered this tune, Be Not So Fearful. Now, in his late 60s, Bill Fay is releasing his first new studio recording in decades. The album is called Life Is People.
It'll be okay on the healing day. No more gone astray on the healing day.
That is The Healing Day, and it's from Bill Fay's new CD, Life Is People. Mr. Fay joins us from our studios at the BBC in London. Bill Fay, welcome.
Thank you, Linda.
Could you tell us the genesis of this CD? I gather that an American record producer named Joshua Henry found your music in his father's record collection. He listened to it as a kid?
That's right. His dad had them before the reissue that you mentioned. I mean, I'd been deleted for 27 years up to that point. So you get used to home recording, you know, when you've been deleted for 27 years. I mean, you get used to it. Like I said to a recent music magazine, I think it was being referred to as a comeback album. I mean, you can't make a comeback album unless you arrived in the first place. I'm getting a bit worried that I'm getting close to arriving.
Oh, dear. Well, now, one song that stands out for me on the CD is City of Dreams, in part because of the story. It tells a story of a street sweeper in the City of Dreams. Who is he?
That's a 15-year-old song, for a start. Well, in one sense, the street sweeper is myself. The street sweeper is kind of looking up at the sky, the clouds, seeing through the city of dreams. He's looking for something more real, and he's looking for a change. So I'm kind of identifying with the street sweeper in the song. You know. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I'm the street sweeper in your city of dreams. Yeah, I'm the street sweeper in your city of dreams. Sweeping up the paper cups between the limousines.
Now, you have a listener in your young producer who knew who you were because he'd heard your music when he was a kid. But there's a whole generation of listeners out there that don't know about you. This music is aimed at them. How do you think they'll like it?
I don't look at it like that. Your aim is to kind of fulfill the song and how it feels to you, like the best that you can do. It's kind of like you're finding the song in the first place. And I think that's what Joshua would agree, that we were aiming to produce an album that we really felt for. We are only listeners anyway, so therefore the chances are that someone else, if we feel for it, then chances are that someone else is going to feel for it, and that's the power of music, isn't it? So what will happen to it? I can't really reach that, Linda, you know. I don't kind of think like that. You know, I'm a bit taken aback by even sort of sitting here talking to you.
Well, let's talk about the Cosmic Concerto, which is on the Life Is People recording.
Yeah.
What's the story that you're telling here?
You know, when I was on holidays with my dad as a kid, you know, we'd sit in seaside cafes and he'd watch people walking by and he would turn and say, in the space of a human face, you know, he was astonished at it and he would say to you, life is people.
There are miracles in the strangest of places. There are miracles everywhere you go. I see fathers holding a little child's hand.
You know, that was quite emotional for me anyway, being able to sort of have him on board, so to speak, with his own view on life.
Like my old dad said, life is people, life is people, in the space of a human face.
A song on the recording called This World, which would be a little bit of a switch for us because it's kind of more up-tempo. Let's just listen to a little bit of that.
This world's got me in its grip. Ain't no way I can wriggle out. Sometimes such a crazy place makes you want to scream and shout. This world's holding all the keys. Gotta break it before it breaks me. Something gotta happen soon. Something to set us free.
I did say to Joshua in the studio that I find myself, the shoulders are moving a bit.
So are you ready to get back into it? Touring, promotion, record contracts, all of the stuff that goes along with a new record these days?
No.
In a word.
Yeah, exactly. No, I shall just go back to what I've always done, and that is I'll go back to the pile of songs in progress and just quietly in the corner of the room kind of work on songs.
Speaking with us from London, Bill Fay. His new CD is called Life is People. Mr. Fay, thank you so much for speaking with us and welcome back.
Thank you, Linda. Pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for your feeling for the music. That's the main thing. Yeah. Thanks ever so much.
This world.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.